Good morning. Praises be to the Lord. I'm glad to see you all. Just in preparation, you can smile every now and then if you like, or praise the Lord. Okay? Let's pray. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I honor you and I praise you. Thank you and I glorify you. Thank you for your grace and your mercies that are new every day, Father. Thank you for the opportunity to meet together with those of like precious faith to praise you and, Lord, hear the word from you. I thank you, Father, as I teach that you'll help me to decrease and you increase, Father. And let us not just be hearers of this word, but let us be doers also. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know about you, but I think we're living in chaotic times, right? The news is full of stories of a highly charged political environment, global wars, hostage crises, natural disasters, numerous aviation events, mass shootings, high crime, measles epidemic, the bird flu, no eggs, and the list goes on and on and on. But isn't it good that we serve a God who's not overwhelmed by what's happening in this world? He can watch over you and me. He will watch over you and me and bring us through these times. We need to keep trusting in his power and live in accordance with his commandments, his guidance, his direction. Deuteronomy 10, verses 12 through 13 says, "And now, Israel, what does your Lord, the Lord your God, require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments," verse 13, "and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good." And then we see in the New Testament, in response to a question from one of the teachers of the law, I said, what was the most important commandments? Jesus replied in Mark 12, 29 through 31. Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And in Deuteronomy 8:1 says, "Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to our fathers." Now, in these passages, what we see, some of the most important things we need to be doing to maintain our walk in these times, is we must acknowledge that our Lord is God. Amen. We must walk obediently in all of his ways. We must love our God with all of our heart. Serve our God with all our soul, our mind, and our strength. Love our neighbors as ourselves and keep the commandments of the Lord. Now, what this looks like for each of us in our lives will be different according to where we are. Are you married? Are you single? Your parent? Your child? You're an employer? You're an employee? Whatever the role is, though, we should conduct ourselves in accordance with the commandments given in the passages above with the Lord's guidance. I want to take a look at Galatians 6, 1 through 10, in relationship to the scriptures above and the commandment that I think is applicable to them. You may think differently, but that's why we're different, right? Galatians 6, 1 says, "Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted." Now, this verse speaks to the commandment to love your neighbor as yourself. So if we see a family member, we see a church member, we see a coworker, or anyone struggling in their walk with the Lord, we should reach out to help them. We should realize that but for God's mercies, that could be us that has the issues and that we're in need of help. Proverbs 17, 17 says, "A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. And in Galatians 6:2 says, bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. This verse also speaks to the commandment to love our neighbor as ourselves. We should be willing to walk beside those with problems or issues and help them get through the crisis. Ecclesiastes 4:10 says, for if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. So we always want someone available to help us up, don't we? And we can be that one that does that. Galatians 6:3 says, for if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. This verse speaks to the commandment to acknowledge God instead of ourselves. We must always seek to follow after God's guidance for the activities of our life. In accordance with Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, in all things we should trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways we should not acknowledge him and allow him to direct our paths. Now Galatians 6:4, but let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. To me, this verse speaks to the commandment to acknowledge God and walk in his ways. We should look at our actions in light of God's word. We should not compare ourselves to what other people have done or are doing, but with what God instructs us to do. In this way, we can take joy in knowing that we followed God's direction. Proverbs 6:16-3 instructs us to commit our works to the Lord, and our plans will be established. Galatians 6:5 says, for each one shall bear his own load. To me, this verse speaks to the commandment to acknowledge God and walk in his ways. In God's eyes, we are each responsible for our own conduct, so let's conduct ourselves in a manner that pleases God. Galatians 6:6 says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things to him who teaches. This verse speaks to the commandment to acknowledge God, walk in his ways, and love our neighbors as ourselves. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. We should acknowledge those who impart the word of God and spiritual discipline into our lives with thankfulness. Galatians 6:7 and 8 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, but whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And 6:8, for he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. That's what we're reaching for, right? This is where you can say yes. Our praise God. These two verses speak to the commandment to acknowledge God in all his ways. 1 Peter 1:13-16 says, Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance, but as he who has called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct. Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. And looking at Galatians 6:9, it says, let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. This verse speaks to the commandment to acknowledge God in all of his ways. This verse also acknowledges that it's not always easy to walk in God's will. But if we're diligent in our walk with the Lord, we'll be victorious. So what I want to do right now is I'm going to read a story that always encourages me to keep pushing on. And what I want you to do is, as I read this story, I want you to put yourself in the place of the man in the story. Think about the task that God has given you to complete. When he's pushing on the rock, think about the activities that God has assigned to you, and know that God is with you and that you will have success if you don't give up. Here's a story. A man was sleeping at night in his cabin when suddenly his room filled with light and the Savior appeared. The Lord told the man he had work for him to do and showed him a large rock in front of his cabin. The Lord explained that the man was to push against the rock with all his might. This the man did day after day. For many years he toiled from sunup to sundown. His shoulder set squarely against the cold, massive surface of the unmoving rock, pushing with all his might. Each night, the man returned to his cabin, sore and worn out, feeling that his whole day had been spent in vain. Have you ever felt like that? You've been doing what you think that God wants you to do, but you just feel like you're not making any progress at all. Then continuing, since the man was showing signs of discouragement, the adversary decided to enter the picture by placing thoughts into the man's weary mind. You've been pushing against that rock for a long time. It hasn't budged. Why kill yourself over this? You're never going to move it. Thus giving the man the impression that the task was impossible and that he was a failure. These thoughts discouraged and disheartened the man. Do you have opposition in what you're doing, what God has told you to do? There's always going to be somebody that thinks they know better, even though God hasn't spoken to them about doing that. But you need to keep on pushing. Let's go on. Why kill myself over this, he thought. Just put in my time. I'll just put in my time, giving just the minimum effort, and that will be good enough. And that's what he planned to do until one day he decided to make it a matter of prayer and take his troubled thoughts to the Lord. Lord, he said, I have labored long and hard in your service, putting all my strength to do that which you have asked. Yet after all this time, I have not even budged that rock by half a millimeter. What's wrong? Why am I failing? We all can feel that way sometimes, can't we? But let's keep on. The Lord responded compassionately, my friend, when I asked you to serve me and you accepted, I told you that your task was to push against that rock with all your strength, which you have done. Never once did I mention to you that I expect you to move it. Your task is to push. And now you come to me with your strength spent, thinking that you have failed. So we have to make sure we know what God's telling us to do. Sometimes we may be overstepping or understepping. But the Lord, let's follow what the Lord has told us in our heart to do. But is that really so? Look at yourself. Your arms are strong and muscled. Your back is sinewy and brown. Your hands are calloused from constant pressure. Your legs have become massive and hard. Through opposition, you have grown much, and your abilities now surpass that which you used to have. Yet you haven't moved the rock. But your calling was to be obedient and push to exercise your faith and trust in my wisdom. This, my friend, you have done. And I, my friend, will now move the rock. So that's something we have to understand as we're working for the Lord, as we're pushing forward for the Lord, as we're doing what he's called us to do. Sometimes it seems like we're not having any effect. But at the end of the day, God is going to make sure that you're successful in what you're doing, what he's called you to do. So the story goes on. At times we hear a word from the Lord. We tend to use our own intellect to decipher what he wants, when actually what God wants is just simple obedience and faith in him. By all means, exercise the faith that moves mountains, but know that it's still God who moves the mountains. When everything seems to go wrong, just push. When a job gets you down, just push. When people don't react the way you think they should, just push. When your money looks to be gone and the bills are due, just push. When people don't understand you, just push. It's P-U-S-H. That means pray until something happens. Pray until God moves that mountain. Pray until God blesses that ministry. Pray for everything and know that God will cause it to happen. Now, story's over. But like the man in the story, we should apply ourselves to the task that God has given us, regardless of the difficulty, the opposition that we might encounter. We must know that when God gives us a task to accomplish, he will watch over us and make sure that it is completed. In our push to accomplish the assignment, we should be in constant prayer for God's guidance and strength. We should be listening closely to the Holy Spirit to show us the way. And we should be searching the Word for scriptures that will help and strengthen and encourage us to keep going. Praise the Lord. And going on to Galatians 6:10, it says, therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are of the household of faith. This verse first speaks to the commandment to acknowledge God, walk in his ways, and love our neighbor as ourselves. The scripture, 1 Timothy 6:18 and 19 says, let them do good, that they may be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. So let's be diligent to practice God's goodness, live in holiness, and build that strong foundation for our dwelling place in heaven. Praise the Lord. So in closing, I want to leave us with some of God's promises that he will not leave or forsake us in these chaotic times that we're going through. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isn't that encouraging? Deuteronomy 31:6 says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave or forsake you. And Hebrews 13:5 says, let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave nor forsake you. So let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you that you are the anchor in these chaotic times. Thank you for your promises and coverings and in all things. Ask you to watch over your people during the coming week and help us and keep us from harm and danger. Help us to hear your voice and follow it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. I pray that you all have a wonderful week. And just seek the Lord. Pray. Be diligent at what he has called you to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.